Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
J360 Radio.
Hello, J360 Legion, and welcome to the J360 Mini Bytes here on J360 Radio, hosted by J.M. Brady. I am your host, J.M. Brady. Let's get into it.
Hey, what's going on, J360 Legion? Welcome back to the J360 Mini Bytes here for episode 239, and it's a whole new season. This is season 6, baby! We are about to go ahead and talk about what's been happening as of late regarding the weeks. And as for me, well, a lot of admin work, you know. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The old ways are not going to be the ways that work anymore, so I'm over here trying to make some adjustments about a few things. So if things start to look different on the social media, that's why. And I'll tell you this, though, because they've been changing things up for us, too, you know. And as always, you got to maintain your reach. You got to go ahead and try to aim for a bit more. And I saw nothing but a bunch of bots on the Instagram page. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you interact with real people, you go ahead and you get some talking points together and, you know, engagement and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure a lot of y'all complain about it each and every single day. And, you know, I look at it like this, like, social media is a tool like anything else. It's made to serve us. Remember, I've made many episodes, even on this program alone, telling you that social media is made to serve us. And somewhere along the line, people have gotten it backwards. Like, painfully so. To the point where they were complaining and crying about a specific social media outlet allegedly being banned. We will dive into that on the J-Man show, because, like I said, that is something that's really extended. But what I got to do is, guys, I got to make sure, like, I go ahead and change up a few things. And then not to mention, like, when we moved from Spreaker over to Red Circle to a lot of our outlets and everything, things kind of got jammed up, so I'm over there fixing that, too. And keep in mind, this is about, like, 700 or so episodes that I got to look over, so a little bit of double duty going on, but like I said, it's not going to get in the way of me giving you new episodes, and it's not going to get in the way of me, you know, bringing a presentation for you at least this week. However, we are going to have to push some things back. I noticed that some of y'all have been going through some things, too. Don't think I haven't been paying attention. I see what y'all post and everything else like there, and I sympathize. I do. I really do. But I also know, if it ain't us keeping our engines going, doing what we need to do, whether it be a fast process, slow process, or whatever, who's going to do it? You understand what I'm saying? Like, isn't that what we all usually talk about around, like, the last part of December? We always talk about, like, what the new year is going to be, like, how things are going to change, are we going to be the change, and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, that's a lot of heavy-duty stuff. I get that. But here's the thing. You got to be willing to get out there, meet the audience halfway, in addition to people who are not part of your subscriber list halfway. You got to bring the new, and they got to be willing to sit there and understand it. And the truth is that I know they say, like, a lot of people's attention spans are kind of low, but, you know, some of y'all listen and, you know, you enjoy the content that is presented to you. You know, bit pieces are not. I'm hoping that you're learning something from each and every production that we do here at J360 Productions, because I know Al's been ramping up a few ideas and some new things, and also we're looking for other people to be part of the team. So, I mean, like, just a lot of work that's going into this operation. And then not to mention, some of you are planning to leave social media. I'm not mad at you. I am not mad at you for even looking at Meta and Twitter and saying, I'm done with this shit. Like some of you who left Blue Sky, but, you know, well, not left Blue Sky, left for Blue Sky, I should say. And then some of you out there who have landed on Discord and all that kind of stuff. Like I said, things are being reworked here so that you guys can get, like, the real experience for J360 Productions rather than, like, you know, conventional and being like everybody else. So it's going to take me some time to go ahead and make sure all that stuff's finalized and ready to go. You see what I'm saying? Probably until, like, me either late February or midpoint March with the way things are going. But it'll be here before you know it. So, you know, if you really want to stay with me on this kind of stuff, we do have the Substack. We do have the emails, which is like j360productions@outlook.com. You know, that's usually for, like, everything discussing J360 Productions, meeting with fans, talking to different people who have their own production companies. You name it. That's mostly primarily for that side of the business. Whereas you got j360jams@gmail.com, which is all for, you know, the Jams Project and everything. Which, by the way, the Jams Project is going so smooth. Thanks to a lot of you out there for submitting your tracks. There's just one little thing about it, though. For those of you that have been submitting tracks and you put two tracks on there, thank you. Those of you that are submitting tracks and putting just one on there, what are you doing? I mean, it's okay for you to, like the idea of submissions is great, right? But here's the thing. Two tracks to play, y'all. Like, the rules are never going to change. I don't care about, like, how many people complain or whatever. Have your second single ready to go. And some of you have discographies of thousands of albums and then some. You know, pick something from your discography if you don't have anything else new. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have the rules right here. Matter of fact, somebody even told me that the link to the original rule setting was dead. And it was. And I went out of my way that day to go ahead and fix it and build it up and put it on the Substack where you guys can see it forever. And those of you that download it or, you know, keep it to yourself, so it's always on hand with you, you know the rules. Play by the rules, will ya? I mean, at the end of the day, we're all trying to win this thing. We're all trying to get all eyes on Jams and your work and everything else like that. That's a partnership. That is what it's all about. And you are bastardizing that partnership when you don't put in your second track. You see what I'm saying? Now, some of y'all could be like, well, Jay, you got the vault and everything. You could go and get, like, one of our tracks for us. That is not how it works. You understand what I'm saying? In case of emergency, at best, that's how that works. Because I got other things to handle. I done told you about the admin work. I done told you about, like, building this whole new experience and trying to get this ready for y'all and all that kind of stuff. Not complaining, just saying that I got things to do. So you can't always depend on that. And here's the thing. If the ball's in your court, right, why do you always pass it off to the other team? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, this is you representing you whenever you do J360 Jam submissions. I'm sure, like, whenever you submit to KZL or all the rest of them, they probably ask for one track or whatever the hell they do. And the truth is that, you know what? I do things a little bit differently. And as I should, right? You know? So, it's like this. Respect me, and I respect you. Find a way to mess this whole thing up, you know. Go on ahead and put yourself out there on an island somewhere and all whatever and all that kind of jazz. But you know I'm right about this kind of stuff because just think if it was me submitting stuff to you. Would you want half-ass work? I don't think you would. Would you want like me to find a way to not follow through on the system? I don't think you would. That's just how that goes, you know. But that's not one thing that's kind of bothering me and all that kind of stuff. You know, because like, the way the landscape looks about things, you know, a lot of us don't want to be told what to do. A lot of us don't want to be, like, feel like we're subservient to other people. A lot of us feel like we're tired, you know? And the truth is, I could never be tired of doing J360 Productions. I could never be tired of doing all the things that I have done here. Even without the new experience coming along right now, you know, done a lot of great things here. You know, and close to 20 years of doing J360 Productions. That's really, really cool. A whole milestone and accomplishment there. And each of the programs are hitting and going strong every time. Even the other shows that you haven't seen as of late. You know? Because Project Conference is coming in a big way. Project Blue will be around soon. So there's like quite a lot of things for you all to look forward to and all that stuff. But right now, I got to make sure structure's okay. And then not to mention that you guys are getting the whole picture on every single outlet that we have. Because some of you have asked me about Spotify. Is Spotify like the number one thing? No. Hell no. See, the thing is, those two series are on Spotify because you need something to hear that's different than Joe Rogan, Theo Von, all the rest of those damn people that are, you know, sitting back cheering because their boy got an office and all that nonsense. But here's the thing. You need a different voice to listen to. And the truth is, while I might not be a Democrat, I'm more of an American than most of these motherfuckers running around here. And I'll tell you straight up about things. I'm not worried about neither one of them because I'm going to speak what I need to speak on my shows. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I give you guys the truth and a lot of evidence to back it, which is why, like with the J-Man show sometimes, you might feel a certain way about the context. You might feel a certain way about the context and me bringing about, like, the idea that stuff is a lot darker than you know. But I always try to make sure I let you know that we the people, we are the ones now. We're the new icons. We're the ones that have to work. We're the ones that have to make the shapes and the changes of everything around here. That's just what we have to do. We're adults now, you know. Responsibilities ain't bad. Sometimes they can be pretty damn annoying, but you know, it's what needs to be done. Like, even sometimes when I don't feel like getting the mini bites together, I know it needs to be done. You understand what I'm saying? And just like anything else, you know, you are getting the regular schedule this week because even the J-Man show is coming around on 10 o'clock p.m. this Wednesday. Thursday, I'm going to try to do a little bit more testing. You guys can watch it if you want to. It's entirely up to you. I just want to make sure it works so that series can be back on YouTube. And then, of course, like, you know, jams will be happening this Friday at 10. So, you know, the show has to go on. We got to make our impact now. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how things are looking political-wise, regardless of how things look personal-wise or whatever. You understand what I'm saying? That's why the name of this episode is called Game On. And we can do this. You and me. All of us. You know what I mean? That's what the community is all about. But don't get apathetic and don't give in to any of this crazy nonsense that's being thrown around from time to time. I know. Trust me. I've seen, like, what he did and all that kind of stuff. And like I said before, it's going to come back to bite him in the ass. But to be perfectly honest with you all, like, there's a lot of shared responsibilities when it comes to that, too. Just being honest. But as I go about telling you this kind of stuff, the year can still be our year. We can still do a lot of great things. And like I said, working on improving, getting the strategies together, getting the new operation right now, you just got to break away from old habits. Now, right now, don't overreact to stuff. And as I got these new episodes coming together, next week might be a production week. Alright, so any of you that are trying to submit stuff to Jams TV, you can, but I'm going to have to let you know that the production date will be a lot later than next Saturday. I got too much to do right now. Alright, so let me get my production week in, make stuff happen, and then come on ahead and come back and say, hey, game on, you know? Yeah, I mean, like I say, it seems like a lot of work, and it is, but hey, that's what I'm here for. And any of you out here, you know what I mean? There is rewards in this. I mean, you know, you run your own, you're doing what you got to do, and then you got to be responsible about it. You know? And part of being a team is working together as part of the team. But I don't need to tell any of you guys that. You're smart. You already know. So we'll move past all that. But remember your schedule. You got the mini bites happening right now, and you got the J-Man show happening tomorrow. You have a J360 TV testing happening on Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, J360 Jams 106 happening this Friday at 10. Yeah, you see a little pattern there, do you? Oh, like I said, guys, you know, you're in for something great. And you just have to get ready for Epic for the next couple of months. But like I said, things are shaping up to be really, really cool. And for those of you that actually want to be a part of using the Ko-fi page, you can. But remember this, $5 a month. You know what I'm saying? And let me just be perfectly honest with you. And as I'm working the perks, the number one that you're going to have is all of the J360 shows are ad-free. You do not have to worry about anything coming in, talking about vaginal dryness, or talking about, like, whatever the hell them weird-ass ads talk about that may have nothing to do with you. And there will be more perks coming down the pipeline, too, in addition to a Patreon page as well. So, we're doing quite a lot here. Yep. And, you know, you just have to keep moving the best way. And as for Substack, I'm hoping Substack has, like, a lot of new going on for it because, you know, if you really want to follow that as a newsletter, you can. But you can also follow the new experience that's coming soon enough, too. Yep, via email if you'd like. So you just stay tuned to see what we're up to, and I will keep on giving you updates every time on the Mini Bites as we go on. That's right, J360 Legion, this is 2025 now. But you know what, though? We can still win out big in it. Take care, this is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.